We're back on the Florida Roundup here on WLRN. Thanks for listening this week. I'm Tom Hudson.
What's going on, man? Not too much.
This man just rose from the dead.
What happened?
I guess I overdosed.
The man's roommates found him unconscious and turning blue, not breathing. He was overdosing on heroin. I'm riding on patrol with Sergeant Ed McCabe from the Delray Beach Police Department. They pulled out two auto-injectors of an overdose reversal drug, naloxone, and jabbed them into his thigh. He came to.
I'm just glad these guys were here to help.
All right, paramedics are on their way. How are you feeling?
WLRN's Peter Hayden rode along with police for a night late last year, witnessing firsthand South Florida's opioid crisis and the nightly race against death caused by overdoses across South Florida. This report is part of WLRN's special series, Sunny Days, Inside South Florida's Opioid Crisis. Over 1,000 people in just two South Florida counties, Broward and Palm Beach, died last year because of an opioid overdose. This week, Broward County released a map of its opioid fatalities, showing the overdoses are not confined to any one particular city or particular neighborhood. And Palm Beach County commissioners this week moved to hire an opioid czar and spend $1 million from the county's reserve fund on the issue. Dr. Michael Bell is the Palm Beach County Medical Examiner.
Our caseload has increased dramatically, 60% over the last 2 years. The last 2 years have seen a huge increase or surge in heroin initially, and now fentanyl and fentanyl analogs that addicts are using, either injecting into their bloodstream or snorting. Since there's more work, there's more cases, it leads to backlogs, both in terms of when we get the toxicology back and when we could actually see what drugs are involved. There's a backlog in reports, finishing cases for whether it's families, law enforcement, attorneys, insurance companies, etc. There's also the increased chance of making mistakes. The more cases, the higher caseload you have, the more likely you're going to make a mistake.
The sheer scale of the problem continues to mount. Peter Hayden, WLRN's Broward and Palm Beach reporter, is joining us via Skype now. Peter, how many overdose calls did you experience on that ride-along night late last year?
Well, Tom, there were four on that night alone, and to be honest with you, that's pretty usual. The phrase that you hear again and again from first responders in Palm Beach County is overwhelmed. Deaths from overdoses reached nearly 600 last year in Palm Beach County. Palm Beach County Fire Rescue responded to almost 4,000 overdose calls. That's double the number from the year before. And the Delray Beach Fire Rescue Chief, Neil DeJesus, he told me on a busy day, they can have a dozen or more.
Adam Sakasa is also along with us. He's a reporter at the South Florida Sun-Sentinel. Adam, Broward County authorities released a map of the overdoses, the fatalities last year in Broward. Describe the map. Describe what it shows to you.
So the map breaks down each of the 582 overdoses in the county, and each point has an age, gender, and the type of drug used. When you look at the map, it's clear how widespread this problem is. So it's not limited to just concentrated areas or bad neighborhoods. It's also in affluent areas, and the map really gets that point across.
It goes from the beach all the way to the turnpike. It goes from the northern border to Palm Beach County all the way down to Hollywood. It covers all. What does that tell you about the scale of the challenge?
It's definitely tough. Everyone's still trying to figure out what exactly they can do to stop this. Looking at the map, you know, you can just see right down the street from your house, someone may have died.
Yeah. And Peter, what did we hear from the response from Palm Beach County this week with the action the county commission took?
Right. Well, this week, the county commissioners approved an action plan to combat this opioid epidemic. And what it includes is $3 million in allocation. The first $1 million will come out of the county's general fund, the reserves, for 2017. And that will pay, Tom, for two new staff for the medical examiner, who we just heard from.
Yep.
They will get a new pathologist, an extra pathologist, and also another lab tech. And also for the county, a kind of opioid czar, kind of like you have at the national level with the drug czar, but one just for Palm Beach County to deal with opioids.
Let me go to the phones real quick in Plantation in Broward County. Ryan is joining the roundup. Ryan, you're on the radio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, it's actually Ryan. Thank you for taking my call. I have been trying to get a hold of you guys on this topic for a while now, but actually someone who fell into drug use because I have Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed when I was 7. And I've been getting Vicodin and all of that stuff since I was a small child. And about 3 years ago, I got really sick again, and they put me on stuff like fentanyl and Dilaudid. I mean, pain medicine that's normally given to cancer patients.
Yeah, very serious pain meds. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what people are overdosing on. And so, and this is, they kept me on Dilaudid for a year, which is something you're not supposed to do, but they sent me to a pain clinic and my stomach was still hurting and they didn't try to do anything else. They just gave me pain medicine.
And how are you today,
and
Ryan?
So, I own my own business. I've been clean for 18 months and doing really well. So
that's great.
But, so there is hope for people out there. I think, there's a lot of issues with how this is handled, you know, nowadays, and people getting in trouble and getting sent to prison. I voluntarily went to some AA meetings and stuff like that, and actually talking to people, you know, in these situations really, really helps. I mean, I come from a middle-class family that I never would have thought this. I mean, I didn't drink alcohol until I was 22, you know, so, but it happened to me. My body became so used to it, I had to keep taking it.
Ryan,
so I just got sucked into that hole.
It's encouraging that you were able to find the help you needed. Congratulations, and best of health
much.
And success as well. Adam, I want to ask you, what types of opioids are we talking about here?
So we're talking about heroin, fentanyl, mix of the two, and those are the primary things that they were watching out for.
And has that changed over the course of this crisis as it continues to build and claim real tragedy victims?
Yeah, fentanyl and actually carfentanyl has definitely made a huge difference. At the start of last year, the first 6 months, the number nearly doubled in the second half. Medical examiners are just overwhelmed.
And Peter Hayden, the scale of this crisis, over 1,000 deaths last year alone in Palm Beach and Broward counties. What do we know about the pace this year and the public response?
Well, by all accounts, it's getting worse. Or it's not getting any better, I can tell you that much. And the response, well, the response is kind of slow. You know, it moves at the pace of government. Palm Beach County Commission, as we mentioned, has put in an action plan. But, you know, how do you get people to stop using opioids?
Yeah.
And nobody really has the key to that. I mean, there's some research being done on various things, but there's no magic bullet.
A very significant challenge, one that we continue to watch and cover with our Sunny Days special coverage online. Peter Hayden heading up that coverage, and Adam Sakasa with the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Thanks to both of you for joining us on the Florida Roundup. Much appreciated, gentlemen. That is the program. It is produced by Bridget O'Brien. Our engagement producer is Katie Lepre. Our editorial director is Alicia Zuckerman. Technical supervisor today, Jason Zabka. Thanks so much for listening, and thank you for supporting public media in South Florida.